this is an interesting time in the life of Bethel United Methodist Church, October the 8th. It's homecoming. Now, as we look ahead to the Sunday, which is homecoming, Bethel's homecoming service recognizes, can you get this, 189 years in ministry in this community? Covered dish dinner will follow with the fellowship, and we thank God for that. Phil has put some information and history on the website for homecoming, and I hope and pray that you go in there and nose around. So I was thinking this day about the pastor's thoughts, and you're hearing an awful lot of homecoming, a term homecoming, football games and schools and traditions. And I was looking at Joel chapter 1, verses 1 through 12. And there's a really neat little story in there about the locusts and the plagues and all that. But I wanted to focus on verse 3. Now, you can read Joel for yourself, chapter 1, 1 through 12. But I want to focus on translation. Tell your children about it in the years to come. Pass the awful story down from generation to generation. Of course, they're talking about the invasion of the locusts and all that. But what I wanted to focus about, tell your children about it in the years to come, which is homecoming. That's why we get together to celebrate people that have come before us at the Bethel United Methodist Church. What a joy it is. So, with that, I wanted to just kind of look at homecoming and how we prepare for our own homecoming. And we'll talk about that a little later. Preparing for our own homecoming. Well, the idea of going home is experienced by many people in different ways. And depending on circumstances, time, past history, and many other important factors, when we are young, the experience of returning home is generally very pleasant, not troublesome, and most often an opportunity in which we are all welcome. So if we are away from our home visiting grandparents or a friend or even day-to-day return home from school, it was nice to know that we had a place to return to. Home was a place of safety in most cases, and it was a location where all of our possessions were, and we were glad to return home and re-enter our zone of comfortableness. So, even when we get a little older, the idea of coming home, for most of us, was a pleasant experience. I think the first time we go back to our high school after graduation, I always thought I had to walk like a mile to school. And I went back a few years ago. I only lived about 300 feet from the school. So it wasn't a long walk, but I walked back there. But especially talking about homecoming, talking about football games and dances, it was great to kind of relive those experiences. I think we all have an opportunity to share with our friends our recent experiences and our exploits and to hear what was going on with them. So in a similar way, we've had great joy in returning to a former place of employment, seeing all our former associates and sharing with them how things have changed over a period of time and all these cases. And the need, though, for preparation was minimal, and the intensity of emotions was subdued. Now, while some consternation might be present out of fear that we might encounter a person from the past, I used to worry about that. I don't anymore, but I don't know how to handle it. Anyhow, generally our fears are very few. So when we went home with joy, our homecoming was an event of great delight. I hope coming back to Bethel for homecoming is a great delight. But when we become older, homecoming becomes more complicated. So if we're returning home to the place of our birth, or in this case, to our home church, or the setting in which we were raised, there's much preparation that's necessary. First, we have to find the time to leave our present routines in order to travel and physically go back to Bethel. there's need to calculate the cost of where we were going, but more importantly, emotionally. If it's been a long time since we had returned home, there may be some wounds and some hurts. Yeah, even in the church it happens. Misunderstandings, general pain from the past that must be negotiated with ourselves in order to make that trip. Some people might be able to simply just pick up the phone and say, I am coming to homecoming and we'll see you there. And their preparation simply falls into place. But most people, I think, must make rather extensive preparations for a homecoming. And whether that is our family, our past work, or colleagues, or an event at school, or alma maters, or revisiting all kinds of things, revisiting a church that we grow up in, the later cases, there's much to be done because there is a time and distance between what we remember, an environment, extenuating circumstances, generally complicating our plans. Well, we're uncertain what we'll find and how the people will react to us, and hope and pray that you find, if you're coming back to Bethel for homecoming, you'll find that you are welcome with open arms, for the love of God is that Bethel has been and still is. And I hope and pray that if you're coming to homecoming, all those fears and everything would just be, boop, out the window. But, and I love the buts and the ifs in Scripture, there's an absolutely need for most people to plan their homecoming in life properly. Wow, now that's something to think about. And that's exactly what we need to do as Christians, is plan our homecoming. Patsy White went home to be with the Lord rather quickly in the past week or so. And she had a plan, and she laid it all out, and the family knew exactly what she wanted. Any time that people can sit down and to plan your homecoming to heaven, I think it's great. It's a wonderful gift for the family. The family don't have to guess, oh, I wonder what so-and-so might want. I wonder what songs they want. Do they want us to plan a celebration, a memorial service, or they just want to say, okay, been good knowing you. I am now safely home with the Lord. Don't worry about me. I'm in good hands, and I'll see you when it's your turn to come. I think that is so good. So homecoming is something that I just wanted to share with you a little bit today from my heart, which is about homecoming and things that we do as the people of God. There are some joys when you come to church back for homecoming. You'll find that we had two new members join the church this past week, Mark and Joanne Carlson, and we rejoice in that. We have Charge Conference coming up. We have a lot of exciting things going on in the life of the church. But one of the things that we like to do is pray. And we lift up our joys, our concerns, and our praises. And you'll find if you click on prayers, joys, and concerns, you'll take you to the people that's listed in the bulletin. But there's always people that need a touch from God that we don't know about. That's the beauty part about prayer, that we can just go to God and talk to Him. We don't have to have an agenda. We don't have to have a whole list of things. We got direct access to God through Jesus Christ. What a joy that is. So I hope and pray that we will see you at homecoming. But we close this little segment with the prayer Jesus taught. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive them that trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Well, hope to see you at homecoming, but if nothing else, just prepare for your own homecoming. Guess what? We're going to go there someday, whether we're ready for it or not. So you might as well get ready. Call on Jesus for your reservation. Have a wonderful, wonderful day in the Lord.